How to use major media coverage to strengthen your EB-1A petition and avoid USCIS red flags. If you're building an EB-1A petition and relying on media coverage to prove extraordinary ability, not all press is created equal. In today's adjudication environment, USCIS is laser-focused on credibility, and weak or self-promotional media can hurt your case more than help it. This guide will walk you through what actually counts as major media, how to document it properly, and how to avoid the red flags that can tank your petition during final merits review. 1. Introduction to EB-1A and the major media criterion. The EB-1A, extraordinary ability, immigrant classification is designed for individuals who have risen to the top of their field, whether in the sciences, education, business, arts, or athletics. Petitioners must either demonstrate a major, internationally recognized award, e.g., a Nobel Prize, or evidence satisfying at least 3 of the 10 enumerated criteria in the regulations, 8 CFR section 204.5, H, 3, followed by a favorable final merits determination by U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS. This blog focuses on one of the more nuanced EB-1A criteria. Published material about the alien in professional or major trade publications or other major media, relating to the alien's work in the field for which classification is sought. In plain English, you must be the subject of substantive, credible media coverage specifically discussing your achievements or contributions in your professional domain. It's not enough to simply have your name mentioned in passing. The coverage should meaningfully address you in your area of expertise. Many EB-1A hopefuls, particularly in business, engineering, or other professional settings, erroneously assume that any press mention, blog post, or minor shout-out in a local newsletter can satisfy this requirement. However, USCIS has become increasingly critical and discerning. In the modern adjudication environment, if the coverage appears manufactured, self-promotional, or insufficiently focused on the applicant's achievements, it may fail to meet the threshold, or worse, undermine the credibility of the entire petition. In this article, we'll explore why genuine media coverage arises naturally from noteworthy events, e.g., major product launches, important conference presentations, pioneering research, rather than pure PR hype. How the federal rules of evidence can shape USCIS's perception of relevance and credibility in submitted materials, and how questionable or self-sponsored press can be impeached. Synergies between the major media criterion and other EB-1A prongs, especially for entrepreneurs, researchers, and recognized industry leaders. Practical tips to document legitimate, major media coverage so it stands up to USCIS scrutiny under final merits review. Whether you're an industry professional, a researcher, or an entrepreneur with investors and accelerators behind you, major media coverage can be a powerful piece of your EB-1A puzzle, but only if it's authentic and substantive. 2. Understanding the final merits determination. Even if you satisfy 3 of the EB-1A criteria on paper, approval is not guaranteed. USCIS employs a 2-step process. Threshold analysis. Does the petitioner meet at least 3 of the 10 listed criteria? Final merits determination. Taking all the evidence together, does it show sustained national or international acclaim and that the individual is among that small percentage at the top of the field? Media coverage is often used to check one of the 10 boxes, but its true power lies in how it bolsters the final merits determination. Compelling press can demonstrate broad interest in your work and recognition of your contributions, key ingredients to establishing extraordinary ability. Conversely, if USCIS suspects your coverage is self-manufactured or purely puff, they might discount it entirely and infer your claim lacks real distinction. 2.1 How media coverage influences final merits. Contextual reputation. Articles about you in well-established outlets signal that independent gatekeepers, journalists, editors, find your story noteworthy. Cross-pollination. Media attention often overlaps with other EB-1A criteria, e.g., it may highlight your original contributions or leading/critical role at a major organization. Public versus private impact. While strong internal performance reviews at an office job remain private, Public recognition through the press helps show your achievements have permeated beyond your immediate environment. Ultimately, media coverage is a public measure of your professional impact. USCIS expects that truly extraordinary individuals naturally draw media interest, without needing to pay for or artificially engineer it. But that being said, it may be more natural for an extraordinary entertainer to have media than an extraordinary industry professional. 3. The regulatory language on major media coverage. The relevant EB-1A criterion for media coverage typically appears as published material about the alien in professional or major trade publications or other major media, relating to the alien's work in the field for which classification is sought. Such evidence shall include the title, date, and author of the material, and any necessary translation. Several key phrases stand out. Published material about the alien. The focus must be on you, not merely your project, team, or employer. Your name, role, and contributions should be the central topic of the coverage. Professional or major trade publications or other major media. This suggests an established outlet with broad circulation or recognized editorial standards. Local micro-outlets or purely self-published PR channels often don't cut it. Relating to the alien's work in the field. The coverage must specifically address the achievements in your area of claimed expertise, not your personal life or tangential aspects of your job. 3.1 Common misconceptions. Misconception: any mention in the news meets this criterion. Reality: the mention should be significant and directly tied to your extraordinary ability. A passing reference is not enough. Misconception: paid press releases or sponsored articles always qualify. Reality: USCIS scrutinizes self-promotional coverage, particularly if the piece reads like an advertisement rather than genuine editorial interest. Misconception: local or personal blog coverage is acceptable, major media. Reality: while niche publications can potentially be valid if recognized in your field, purely personal or corporate blogs with no editorial vetting rarely qualify. 4. Deconstructing major media. What truly counts? In the eyes of USCIS, major media means an outlet that is recognized, reputable, and influential within its sphere. This could be mainstream publications, large national newspapers, well-known magazines, or widely read online platforms with robust editorial oversight can potentially qualify, e.g., The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal, TechCrunch for genuine startups, Forbes for genuine entrepreneurs. Trade journals or sector-specific outlets, top-tier engineering magazines, scientific/technical publications, or major industry trade journals recognized by professionals in that niche, broadcast or television, major TV networks, reputable documentary series, or industry-focused channels that maintain editorial standards. 4.1 Key indicators of major media status. Circulation or readership. Does the publication reach a large or influential audience, regional, national, or international? Editorial credibility. Is there a structured process for selecting stories, such as editorial review boards, professional journalists, or recognized experts? Industry reputation. Is the publication widely cited or recognized as a leading source in the field? For instance, in technology, outlets like Wired or MIT Technology Review can carry potential weight if the interest piece is genuine. 4.2 Trade publications versus mainstream coverage. For EB-1A, a professional or major trade publication can be just as potent, sometimes more potent, than a mainstream publication, so long as it's recognized as a serious voice in the field. Examples. For a biotech researcher, a feature in BioPharm International or Pharmaceutical Executive potentially could be extremely compelling. For a SaaS entrepreneur, a genuine in-depth interview with an editor in TechCrunch, VentureBeat, or Software Executive magazine could fulfill the criterion. Bottom line, the coverage must exist in an outlet that professionals and decision-makers in your sector read and respect. 5. Why genuine media coverage arises from cross-pollination. Just as major journals don't spontaneously publish academic papers without peer review and significance, legitimate media coverage rarely appears out of thin air. Instead, it usually follows a noteworthy milestone or event, such as a breakthrough product launch where your name is highlighted as the innovator or key leader, a significant conference presentation or paper that garners wide attention among professionals, a successful exit, such as a startup acquisition or major funding round, where the media's interest in your role is central as an executive of the company, a public health or public interest angle, e.g., your medical research leads to new treatments, prompting coverage by health-oriented publications. 5.1 Cross-pollination. Linking achievements to coverage. Media is typically the byproduct of something that's already interesting or impactful. It is not the cause. In other words, you don't get featured simply because you did a good job at work, but because that good job resulted in a publicly visible or field-moving development. A prime example is a data scientist whose paper introduced a novel algorithm in climate modeling. After presenting at a top conference, a well-known environmental publication interviewed them. That coverage can now potentially work, because the algorithm itself has cross-pollinated into public or specialized discourse, generating real news interest. 6. Self-promotional PR versus organic coverage. Self-promotion and PR are not inherently bad. Most organizations use press releases and marketing. However, USCIS typically focuses on whether the coverage was independently generated by a legitimate media outlet, or paid or heavily influenced by you or your employer for marketing purposes, i.e., a puff piece or advertorial. 6.1 Why self-promotional coverage faces heavy scrutiny. The modern EB1A adjudicator is aware of pay-to-play online magazines, sponsored articles, and fabricated interviews that exist solely to create the illusion of major coverage. If your media hits lack an identifiable author, editorial oversight, or appear on obscure websites known for selling features, you risk damage to credibility. USCIS may doubt your entire petition, not just the media criterion. Impeachment under Federal Rules of Evidence, FRE, if evidence is found to be inauthentic or misleading, it can lead to the discrediting of your broader claims. 6.2 Markers of genuine coverage. Third-party authorship. A journalist or named editor wrote the piece, analyzing or highlighting your contributions. Editorial consistency. The article fits the publication's normal scope, e.g., a recognized tech magazine covering real tech innovations. Objective tone. The content isn't a blatant advertisement. It's closer to a profile, interview, or investigative piece. Contextual placement. Your feature appears alongside other industry leaders or recognized innovators, suggesting that you're part of a curated set of noteworthy professionals. 6.3 How to document authenticity. When submitting major media evidence, provide full text or screenshots, show the original layout, publication masthead, date, and authorship. Publication details, circulation data, editorial guidelines, or evidence that it's a known, reputable outlet. Explanatory support. A short statement explaining how the coverage came about. Did the journalist reach out because of your high-profile conference talk? Did you receive a press inquiry after a notable business achievement? Remember, self-promotional coverage is easy to spot. USCIS will look for disclaimers like sponsored content or promotional feature or an overly effusive tone with minimal editorial context. Genuinely earned coverage, by contrast, highlights your tangible achievements or thought leadership. 7. The Federal Rules of Evidence, FRE Relevance, Foundations, and Impeachment. Though the EB1A process is not a criminal or civil trial, USCIS often draws guidance from evidentiary principles akin to those in the Federal Rules of Evidence, FRE. These rules help adjudicators determine relevance. FRE 401, is this piece of evidence related to proving extraordinary ability? Admissibility. FRE 402, is the evidence permissible, or is it so unreliable or prejudicial that it should be disregarded? Foundational requirements. Have you established the authenticity of the publication, i.e., can you show it's a legitimate outlet and the article is real? Impeachment, FRE 607 ET seek. Can an opposing party in this context, the adjudicator, challenge your entire credibility if the evidence appears manipulated, inflated, or fraudulent. 7.1 Relevance. Tying media directly to your achievements. Your submitted article or broadcast coverage must relate to your field and highlight you. If the coverage is about a general corporate milestone and only mentions your name in passing, without attributing the success to your expertise, that might not be relevant enough to show you possess extraordinary ability. Similarly, an article focusing solely on your personal hobbies or philanthropic pursuits typically fails the relates to the work in the field test. 7.2 Foundational Attributes. Authenticity. To authenticate coverage, provide original links or scans of the publication, ideally from the publication's official archive or website. Include publication data, date, volume, issue, or relevant website domain. If the coverage is in a foreign language, submit certified translations. These steps align with the principle that evidence must be shown to be what it claims to be, ensuring the adjudicator can rely on it. 7.3 Impeachment. The credibility risk. If USCIS suspects that the coverage is self-authored, paid for, or published on a sham platform, they can impeach it, essentially, disregard or discredit it. Worse still, the presence of even a few questionable pieces of coverage can create an inference that the entire petition is inflated or misleading. This is the biggest danger of low-quality PR stunts. They can taint your otherwise credible achievements. 8. Media coverage as impactful EB1A evidence. When done right, published material about you can have a ripple effect in supporting other EB1A criteria. Original contributions of major significance. If your groundbreaking innovation or research is the reason you were interviewed or profiled, the same coverage can help illustrate that you introduced something that garnered public and professional attention. Leading or critical role. A media article may highlight the central part you played in a high-stakes initiative at a company or institution, reinforcing that you are leading at a level consistent with extraordinary ability. Membership in prestigious associations. Sometimes, media coverage referencing your professional society membership underscores the selectivity of that association, bridging another criterion. In short, well-documented media coverage doesn't live in a vacuum. It can integrate with your entire EB1A case narrative and deepen the evidence for other criteria. 9. Industry professionals versus entrepreneurs. Comparing natural media pathways. 9.1 Industry professionals. For many professionals, behind a desk at established companies, media coverage can be harder to come by, unless they led a significant research or product initiative that becomes publicly noteworthy. Present at major conferences or publish widely recognized white papers that spark coverage from trade journals. Receive an award or recognition from professional organizations that triggers media interest. Caution. Merely being very good at your job doesn't spontaneously generate coverage. A genuine media moment typically arises when your expertise translates into something publicly significant, such as a widely adopted solution, or a product impacting many users or an entire industry. This doesn't happen in a vacuum. 9.2 Entrepreneurs and startups. For entrepreneurs, natural media coverage is often more readily accessible. Fundraising rounds, major investments, especially from prestigious venture capital firms or accelerators, frequently garner press. Product launches. A new platform or app that solves a widely recognized problem may attract attention from tech publications. Industry disruption. If your business is considered a disruptor, journalists might organically seek you out for interviews or profiles. 9. Industry professionals versus entrepreneurs. Comparing natural media pathways. 9.1 Industry professionals. For many professionals working in established organizations, media coverage can be more difficult to attain, unless they led a significant research or product initiative that gains public attention. Present at major conferences or publish widely recognized white papers that lead to trade journal interest. Receive an award or recognition from respected professional organizations that attracts media. Note, simply being highly competent at your job rarely leads to meaningful coverage. Public recognition typically follows when your expertise results in something with industry-wide or public significance. 9.2 Entrepreneurs and Startups. For entrepreneurs, external media interest is often more accessible. Fundraising rounds, notable investments, especially from top-tier venture capital firms or accelerators, often attract media. Product launches. New solutions addressing real market problems may draw attention from specialized tech or business outlets. Industry disruption. If your venture is seen as innovative or transformative, journalists may approach you for interviews or profiles. The focus of coverage should be you, your role, your strategy, your leadership, not just your company's public message. EB1A requires individual recognition, not just company visibility. 10. Building a persuasive major media portfolio. 10.1 Quality over quantity. Submitting numerous articles from little-known websites is far less effective than presenting one or two strong features from well-established media sources. USCIS puts more weight on who is covering you, not how many times you appear online. 10.2 Documentation must-haves. When submitting your coverage, provide the full article or a full transcript, ideally with visible publication date, author name, and headline. Include background on the publication, such as circulation numbers or its role in your industry. Add a short explanation in your petition clarifying why the media outlet profiled you and how it connects to your professional accomplishments. 10.3 Involving third-party commentary. If the article includes quotes or comments from industry professionals endorsing your work, this can strengthen other EB1A criteria, such as original contributions. Coverage that includes external validation adds credibility and context. 11. Common pitfalls and how to avoid them. 11.1 Solely corporate press releases. A press release from your own company or distributed via promotional channels often won't meet EB1A standards, unless it's picked up and adapted by a recognized editorial outlet with independent reporting. 11.2 Articles not focused on you. Coverage that primarily features your company or team, but not your individual achievements, may not fulfill the requirement. USCIS expects the article to highlight your specific role and impact. 11.3 Overlooking translations. Coverage in a non-English language is acceptable but must include a certified translation. Missing or partial translations can reduce the value of the evidence. 11.4 Paid or unverified interviews. Content published on platforms known for offering sponsored interviews or pay-to-publish opportunities may not be considered credible. If the rest of your petition doesn't support a high-profile profile, this kind of content can weaken your case. 12. Synergies with other EB1A criteria. Strong media coverage often supports other parts of your EB1A case. Original contributions of major significance. If a reputable publication highlights how your innovation or discovery is changing industry practices, that article can also serve as proof of your professional impact. Authorship of scholarly articles. Sometimes, respected media covers your work because of a widely read academic paper. This demonstrates that your writing has real-world influence and recognition. Judging or peer reviewing. Being featured in major media may lead to invitations to serve as a reviewer or judge in your field, further establishing your authority. Membership in prestigious associations. If your coverage mentions selective memberships, e.g., Dr. X, a fellow of ABC Society, it reinforces that your credentials are respected within the field. Well-chosen media can help connect and support multiple EB1A criteria, building a cohesive and persuasive case narrative. 13. Federal evidence principles applied to EB1A cases. USCIS does not follow courtroom procedures, but it does consider general principles similar to the federal rules of evidence, such as relevance, authenticity, and credibility. 13.1 Relevance. Example. A major business magazine names you as an innovative entrepreneur in AI. Because the article highlights your professional achievement in a specific field, it can support your EB1A claim. 13.2 Admissibility. Example. A personal blog that casually mentions your company without discussing your role or contributions. This type of mention may not be meaningful or useful as supporting evidence. 13.3 Authenticity. Example. You submit a link to a site with no clear editorial team or contact info. USCIS may view the article as unreliable if its origin or legitimacy cannot be confirmed. 13.4 Credibility Risk. Example. The platform where your article appears turns out to be connected to you or your team. If this raises doubts about the independence of your media, it could reduce the strength of your evidence. USCIS may not cite these rules by name, but they help guide officers in assessing whether your supporting materials are trustworthy, relevant, and clearly connected to your achievements. 14. Illustrative Case Study. Dr. Y, Robotics Innovator. Field, Robotics and Artificial Intelligence. Role, founder of a startup recently funded at Series A, B level. 14.2 Media Coverage Timeline. Conference Talk. Dr. Y presented a new robotic arm design at a top IEEE event. Tech Media Interview. A leading tech publication interviewed her on how her invention could transform manufacturing. Trade Feature. A major robotics journal profiled her as one of the top young innovators in the field. 14.3 EB, 1A Impact. The articles specifically name Dr. Y, describe her work, and demonstrate how her inventions are shaping the industry. The visibility and context support both the major media and original contributions criteria. Because the publications are credible and well-known, the recognition carries significant weight in USCIS evaluation. 14.4 Takeaway. Dr. Y didn't force publicity. She gained attention after doing impactful work. That natural progression is exactly what USCIS expects from a truly extraordinary applicant. 15. Practical Tips for Strengthening Your Major Media Evidence. 15.1 Start by achieving something newsworthy. If you haven't yet garnered coverage, consider how to position your next project or milestone so that it's genuinely compelling to the press. Publish a white paper or research that solves a pressing industry problem. Present at a high-visibility conference or industry event. Launch or pivot a product that addresses a widely discussed market gap. Focus on the substance of your achievements. Coverage will often follow naturally. 15.2 Curate. Don't aggregate. If you do have multiple pieces of coverage, choose the strongest ones to present, backed by robust documentation. If you submit everything under the sun, you risk diluting your case with questionable sources or partial mentions that add no real value. 15.3 Provide context to the adjudicator. Explain why the coverage is significant. Did the news site or magazine typically only profile top-tier entrepreneurs or subject matter experts? Was your feature part of a highly selective editorial series? A concise cover letter or petition summary can articulate these points so the adjudicator immediately sees the relevance and credibility of your evidence. 15.4 Respect language and cultural barriers. If your coverage is in non-English press, invest in professional translations. Also, if the publication is well known primarily in a country outside the US, supply background that clarifies its significance, circulation numbers, editorial mission, notable journalists, etc. 16. EB1A Media Coverage. Pitfalls, Best Practices, and Final Merits. 16.1 Pitfalls to Avoid. Fake or pay-to-play articles. Credibility once lost is hard to recover. If USCIS sees signs of unscrupulous practices, your case could unravel. Overdependence on low-quality coverage. One strong article in a recognized publication trumps a laundry list of questionable mentions. Ignoring the relating to the field requirement. Coverage about your community volunteer work or personal achievements, unrelated to your extraordinary field, is irrelevant. 16.2 Best Practices. Demonstrate timeliness. Show how coverage aligns with a major milestone or recognized achievement in your field. Highlight the focus on you. The piece should address your role, name, or unique expertise. It's not enough to be just a background figure. Explain editorial vetting. Provide a short summary of the publication's editorial process or the article's significance. 16.3 Final Merits. Holistic validation of your acclaim. Remember, major media coverage is part of the total evidence that must paint you as one of the few at the pinnacle of your discipline. A well-presented media portfolio can reinforce other EB1A criteria, original contributions, leading role, etc. Demonstrate broad interest or recognition beyond your immediate professional circle. Serve as public validation of your significance, making it harder for an adjudicator to argue you have not received widespread acclaim. Putting it all together, a roadmap for EB1A success. Media coverage for EB1A is best viewed as one slice of a larger puzzle. To truly shine, identify your biggest achievements, conference presentations, publications, product innovations. Document any resulting press or features. If coverage doesn't exist yet, consider how future milestones might organically attract it. Curate the best evidence and tie it directly to your claim of extraordinary ability. Highlight how the coverage underscores your unique contributions. Be transparent. Provide enough detail, translations, and context for USCIS to see the coverage's authenticity. Avoid the quick fix trap. Resist the temptation to buy or fabricate coverage. It can do more harm than good. When combined with your other EB1A evidence, such as original contributions, judging, or a leading role, media coverage can serve as a powerful outward-facing testament to your impact, boosting the final merits analysis in your favor. How to build EB1A ready media evidence, step by step. 1. Identify your strongest achievements. Focus on innovations, leadership roles, awards, and milestones that are genuinely newsworthy within your field. 2. Look for media that covered those events, organically. Was your work featured by respected outlets without you initiating it? That's your gold. Look for interviews, profiles, or expert commentary. 3. Verify the outlet's credibility. Make sure the publication has an editorial team, known readership, and standing in your industry. Bonus points for citations or syndication. 4. Check the content focus. Does the article talk about you, your role, and your impact, not just your company or product? If not, it might not qualify. 5. Collect supporting details. Save full versions of the article, screenshots or PDFs, dates, author names, outlet info, and provide translations if needed. 6. Write a short explanation for each. Add a 1-2 sentence note clarifying why the article is significant and how it connects to your achievements. 7. Curate, don't overstuff. Better to have 1-2 rock-solid pieces than 10 weak or irrelevant ones. Focus on what actually strengthens your final merits case. 19. Conclusion. Major media as a cornerstone of public acclaim. In the contemporary landscape, where self-promotion is easy but genuine public recognition is harder to fake, major media coverage has become a key barometer for USCIS. Authentic, editorially reviewed press features signal that your expertise is noteworthy enough to interest a discerning audience, be it a professional trade journal or a mainstream publication. This coverage can elevate your EB1A petition by showing that your accomplishments resonate beyond your immediate workplace. Substantiate other claims of significant contributions, leadership roles, and membership in selective organizations. Demonstrate that you've achieved a level of prominence consistent with extraordinary ability in your domain. However, with the stakes so high, it's critical to approach media evidence strategically and ethically. Submitting fluff pieces or paying for self-serving articles may yield short-term illusions but ultimately jeopardize your credibility under the final merits review. Drawing on basic evidentiary principles, relevance, authenticity, foundation, and freedom from impeachment, you must ensure your media portfolio stands up to USCIS's rigorous evaluation. Whether you're a researcher whose cutting-edge studies caught the eye of a reputable science outlet, an entrepreneur whose startup achievements garnered articles in major business press, or an industry expert whose conference breakthroughs led to high-profile coverage, major media coverage can be a cornerstone of your EB1A filing. The crucial factor is that such coverage arises from genuine, newsworthy feats, and is documented thoroughly to pass muster under both the letter and spirit of EB-1A adjudication.